Have you ever noticed that young children love to play with empty cardboard boxes? Have you noticed that? Our children were no exception. So every now and again, we might have a big purchase that would come into the house, not often, but now and again, and the kids would be very excited because they knew they got to play in the box. And even when they left home, we had a little bit of that because when I was living in Auckland, we had the church house. And so there was the street and the church, and then there was the Christian kindergarten that the church ran, and then was the house where we lived in my office. So when I was writing sermons and in my office, I would hear the lovely noise of the children playing, the kindy children, and it would come in. It was very special. And now and again, we would get a big object come to the church or to our house, and so we would always take the empty cardboard box to the kindy. And then when I was walking between my office and the church and going past the kindy, you would see the children painting on the outside of the box. And then for the next few days, you'd see them playing in the box. And that's about as long as it lasted, 3 or 4 days. After that, you know what happens. Isn't that funny? Now, when it comes to Christmas presents, children do something about the same, don't they? You know, the little wee children, we're talking 18 months, maybe 2 years. They will open the present and then play with the wrapping. And they actually don't worry about the presents too much. So what if children kept on loving the box and ignoring the Christmas present? That's an interesting thought, isn't it? One father had a son and he tells this story. He writes this: "We gave birth to a son who did not understand gifts. My wife and I would buy our little fella what we thought was a special gift. He'd tear off the wrapping, extract the gift, and then play with the box. It used to drive us crazy. One Christmas, we decided we would find the gift to end all gifts, a gift that was so special he wouldn't be able to resist it. And then finally, we found the gift that we thought would do it. So we excitedly wrapped it up and put it under the tree. And on Christmas morning, my wife and I grew even more excited as he started to unwrap. And joy of joy, he started playing with the toy and not the box. And as I was patting myself on the back, I went in to get a drink from the kitchen. And then when I came back, I found my son was in the box." Kind of feel the dad's frustration a little bit, playing with the box while the toy was hardly touched. Now, here's the thing. Those of us who follow Jesus can be a little bit like this. At Christmas, we've been given the most wonderful gift, and it's God's own Son. But some of us are content to play with the box. Instead of focusing on the gift that is Jesus, we focus on the trappings of Christmas. We focus on families. We focus on the food, the giving and receiving of presents, and the summer holidays. And these are all very well and good. But when we focus on this, it's like a little child that's playing with an empty box, while this wonderful present sits and languishes. Listen to this very famous verse with fresh ears, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world, what did he do? He gave his one and only Son, so that all who believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life." He gave his one and only Son, which is the most wonderful of gifts. And there's more too. Of course, Jesus went from the manger to the cross, and then he was raised from the dead, and for 40 days he appeared to his disciples. And the Apostle Paul writes about his ascension after 40 days, and he quotes an ancient psalm. And the Apostle Paul writes this about Jesus. He says, "When he ascended on high, he led captives in his train, and he gave gifts to men." Jesus ascended to heaven so he could give us more gifts. We haven't time to consider all the gifts that he's given us, but we'll look at two gifts that Jesus has given because he ascended. Romans 6:23. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." So wonderful, we have the gift of Jesus, and those who believe in him have the gift of eternal life. That's incredible, isn't it? And this life is just not life stretched out, because if you're miserable, then life stretched out is not a good thing, is it? It's abundant life and everlasting life and joyful life. And if you're a Christian, you get a taste of it now, this side of the grave. But when we go to the other side of the grave, that eternal life will open to us a time of no more pain and no more tears and no more worry. We catch glimpses of it now, but on the other side of the grave, we will have that. What a wonderful gift. So we've got the gift of Jesus, the gift of eternal life. One more we'll look at, and this is Jesus. The night before he was betrayed, he said this in John chapter 14, verse 27. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." So God gives us, Jesus, eternal life, and now we have the peace of Christ. What an amazing gift. This is a peace that is deep and true. It's a peace that holds us fast as the world sinks. It's a peace that grips our heart even when we fear. It's a peace where Jesus says, "It's my peace that I leave with you." Now notice what Jesus says next. He says, "I do not give to you as the world gives." Well, how does the world give? Well, whatever the world gives, it is temporary. I mean, how many of those presents for children that they open on Christmas Day are still working in a month's time? Some of them don't even last the end of the day. You know, drones are very popular and they buzz up in the air and sometimes they don't last more than a minute before they come crashing down. And so the world gives gifts, but the gifts, they never live up to expectations. We grow tired of them and they wear out. But this is not the gifts that God gives us. The peace that God gives us is everlasting. Jesus said, "I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Now that's a priceless gift, isn't it? To be able to face each day with our hearts not troubled, and with our hearts not afraid. And we can do that as we cling to Jesus. So, as we tie this up, let us remember that we've been given the most awesome gift ever imagined. The gift of Jesus is wonderful from every perspective. It's a gift of such grandeur that it's hard to wrap human words to explain. Jesus is a gift that is beautiful from every vista, a gift that every person needs. Jesus is a gift that in all our work and our effort and our striving we could never earn. However, it's a gift that God offers each one of us today. And it's my prayer is that we will not be content just to play with the box. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful gift of Christmas. We thank you that the offer is for all of us to invite Jesus into our hearts. Help us, Lord, to respond in faith. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.